John Mack still off on vacation. Once again, I've asked comedian Jeff Cesario to join me this afternoon. Jeff, let me go through your credits here, Jeff. Jeff is online at jeffcesario.com and also has a sports parody website called sportalicious.com. Has a DVD that came out a little over a year ago and is still one of the top 100,000 sellers on Amazon. It's called,
hey, you know, that's quite a feather in the cap.
It's called You Can Get a Hooker Tomorrow Night, currently number 94,355 in the DVD section of Amazon.
So I'd like to think, though, that I'm robbing sales from myself because now I have it on sale at my own website.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. Maybe people are buying it from Jeff Cesario.
Yeah, and you know, if you sell three, Paul, you rock it up into the 30,000. Skyrocket. If you sell nine, you're way up, and you're almost into four digits at that point.
Yeah, and 10, I think you're like Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I wasn't finished with the credits, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeff also yesterday was in charge of the Free Nicole Richie rally in Los Angeles, which apparently was very effective.
My goodness. She's this is amazing. I mean, she was in like an hour.
82 minutes.
That's not even enough time to get your street clothes Martinized, for Pete's sake. You can't even walk out looking good. That's a Neil Peart drum solo, 82 minutes. That's nothing. That's a line at the DMV.
I know.
She didn't even have enough time to get diarrhea from the food, did she? What punishment is that?
I don't know. You're sentenced to 4 days. You don't even have to do a full day. You do 82 minutes.
That's like 1.5 Charlie Rose questions. Paul, you can't even apply a cartoon tattoo in an hour.
No, you cannot.
Locking her keys in her car would have been worth punishment. I think they should have done that, just out in the parking lot. Let her do that.
I agree. Now, while we're talking about starlets in jail, did you hear that Lindsay Lohan, she's going to have to do an entire day? Well, I don't know if it'll be an entire day.
She was sentenced to a day, and on the 100-to-1 Nicole Richie ratio, that means she'll serve, I think, 2 minutes,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
But, you know, even if Lindsay does do a day in jail, I'm sure she will have learned her lesson.
You know, she may be, yeah, you're right. I'm sure they're learning their lesson, clearly.
They'll never do that again, yeah, 82 minutes in jail.
She might be the one celeb that other inmates would actually be scared of.
Yeah, I think you're right. Don't associate with her.
Right, you take her. I don't want to touch her.
You know, I think I've actually punished my child longer than the justice system has punished these women.
Yeah, absolutely.
This would be, just to give you an idea, this would be like my telling my daughter, you shouldn't have broken that lamp. Go stand in that corner for a half a second. Okay, come on out. That's it. You learned your lesson, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Exactly. No discipline, man.
Yeah.
Very scary.
What else is going on? I was looking on Sportalicious, and you were talking there a little bit about Michael Vick. And you came up with a creative punishment for Michael Vick.
Yes, I think Michael Vick should have a stake tied to his ankle and then should run through the Westminster Kennel Club show.
That'd be good. Did you hear about the woman here in Missouri who had a big football card, you know, the collectible card? She had a big football card collection. She took a couple dozen of them, fed them to her dogs, and put them on eBay, and now people are bidding that up. I think that's clever.
Wow, that is just, that's right out of the Michael Vick playbook.
It is, isn't it?
That's crude, you know, but the big football news, Paul, come on.
What?
The San Jose SaberCats beat the Columbus Destroyers 55-33 to win the Arena Football Championship.
I like the way you turned into Chet Waterhouse there.
That game over quicker than Sunday Mass in Las Vegas, Paul. Wide receiver Rodney Wright paced the SaberCats, 10 catches, 94 yards. That kid's harder to catch than a glimpse of your neighbor's wife naked. And, of course, Paul, as we all know, the SaberCat, indigenous to the San Jose area, never take a walk after 1 a.m. in Silicon Valley. It's too dangerous, people know. This portion of the Arena Football Update brought to you by Burlap Skimpy Lingerie. The less there is, the less it itches. For Burlap, try Burlap, Paul.
That is Jeff's alter ego, sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Nicely done.
The thing about watching Arena Football is like 5 minutes in, you're looking at the screen going, wait, number 43, that's Chuck E. Feast. I went to high school with him. That is absolutely the beauty of that. that sport.
Jeff, I'm sure you've been keeping your eye on the developments with the war this week. And you, by the way, you and I are about the only people who are working this week.
No kidding.
Even the Iraqi parliament has taken the month of August off.
Yeah, what a shocker, huh? The intelligence report said the Iraqi government was a little shaky. Yeah, that's like saying Michael Vick has an interesting hobby.
Right.
It's a little shaky. It's falling apart like an Oliver Stone conspiracy theory over there. It's shredding at the ends, man. The Iraq war has gone on so long now, Paul, that Disney actually announced it has to incorporate it into Epcot Center.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're going to put a little field between Morocco land and Russia.
Morocco land.
Up,
wait a second. Morocco land? What's in Morocco land?
Ah, come on. Who's been down there to call me on that one? Yeah, I got an idea. Why don't we send okay to all our Chinese toys and let them die of lead poisoning?
Yeah. You know, if this war were sponsored by Mattel, it would be over now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you get that Chinese executive in charge of that company hanged himself, which is really not much of a golden parachute.
No, it's not.
Although, you know, there's something to be said for that. I mean, could our government somehow reinstitute the concept of shame? Is that possible on this side? Maybe, I'm not saying maybe go that far, but certainly a couple of the Enron guys could at least go stand in the corner with a dunce cap on for 3 hours.
No, considering the raft of lawyers who were involved in defending everything in this country, I think the concept of shame went out the window a long time ago.
Yeah, that's too bad. And, you know, we're clearly up against crazy people. I mean, they blow themselves up. And then the whole thing is they think if they go to heaven, they're going to get 72 virgins.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, even if Islam were the chosen religion and this were true, wouldn't heaven be out of virgins by now? I mean, we got to be down to a couple of Asian call girls just pretending, don't we? Except, oh, yeah, you first I ever have. You tremendous. You know? Got to be down to that.
I think we probably are.
And then Iran is kind of rearing its head now, and they're. But you know, it's like this religious war. They want religious supremacy, and they should be less worried about what religion we are, and I think a little more concerned with about how much coffee we drink. There's a Starbucks. I believe I have a Starbucks in my closet. That's how many. We are getting really, really geeked up on coffee. And I'm pretty sure we're like a weak Paul from turning into like a giant Naomi Campbell just flinging cell phones at the rest of the world.
A little bit too much caffeine in your diet? Is that what you're saying?
I would be very careful if I was the rest of the world over the next couple of months.
You know, I just came up with a great idea on how we could get world peace. You get President Bush and this nutball Ahmadinejad from Iran and Maliki from Iraq and maybe get the guys from Syria and Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and you put them all in a jail cell for 82 minutes. That should solve it right there.
That's going to do it. What has that not cured?
Hey, before I let you go, I see that you are working on a movie with Mira Sorvino, or maybe you've already done it and the movie hasn't come out yet. What's the story?
Well, we are waiting to shoot. As per the independent film world, their funding has hit a snag, but hopefully it's clearing up as we speak, much like the thunderstorms there, and we'll be shooting. I'm just going to play a little talk show host.
Okay.
Segment in this movie, and hopefully that's going to happen. It's looking like September or October. I'll fly to New York and do the bit, and then I'm really looking forward to it. This is a good time.
Now, when you say talk show host, are you talking about a big talent like me or somebody like Carson Daly?
I'm talking about, and believe me, let me tell you something right off the top, my friend. You have that order correct, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
I do not understand. I would rather watch a puppet. Forget it. I can't even get. Don't get me started on it. You don't have the time.
No, I don't. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, my friend.
Comedian Jeff Cesario, online at jeffcesario.com and sportalicious.com. And the DVD, still a very funny hour of him doing stand-up comedy, is called You Can Get a Hooker Tomorrow Night. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.